Vid centralplan väntar flyktbilen, en svart Saab 99. Männen kastas in i bilen och kör. Under färden försöker en av dem få upp värdeväskan genom att skjuta ytterligare ett skott i den.
Att skjuta in i en bil?
Dumt.
Inte bra. Han skjuter alltså sig själv.
I filmens värld är oftast bovarna genomtänkta och logiska. I podden Misslyckade brott hör du raka motsatsen. Misslyckade brott hör du på Podplay.
Ett poddtips från Podplay.
Jag är den som har varit så hård med reglerna. No boys allowed at our place.
Jo, tack.
Och så är det jag som och de drar hem en kille.
Jag heter Stella Kakotsa.
Jag heter Anna Friberg.
Och tillsammans har vi podden 30s in the city.
Nytt avsnitt varje onsdag. Du hittar podden i Podplay-appen.
I love Sweden, we love Sweden, and meatballs. Köttbullar.
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 Sounds like a little bit Russian. Köttbullar.
Köttbullar.
You recently, like a year ago, you moved from London to Los Angeles?
I didn't.
You didn't?
There's people making rumors up about me. I'm not happy with it. I've heard this quite a lot recently. So I know, I have a place in LA too.
Yeah, okay.
And I can spend half and half there.
So, which place do... What's the difference about living in the two places?
It's sunny all the time in LA. And I recorded my album in LA, so I did spend a lot of time there, to be fair. But I do see London as my home, away from home. Because I'm obviously Irish, but I've been living in London for 7 years. Mm. Well, that's when I haven't been on the road, but...
That's your base.
Yeah. And I think it's the best city in the world, so...
You should live in Sweden.
I would.
Like London.
I would like living in Sweden, but I would move in like November when it gets cold. Because it's too cold here.
London.
I've been here in the winter and it's not fun.
Talking about rumors, what's the craziest rumor you've heard about yourself?
Obviously when you're going... Like when the media say that you're going out... When you have a girlfriend, when you don't. But you're just friends with someone. And you're just... They're just boring. Never can, actually. Talk to a girl without being linked to her.
No, actually, like. We've been together for two years now.
Yeah, well, see, you didn't catch up on that one.
I saw somewhere that you love the Eagles, is that right?
Yes.
If you would be starstruck by any band or artist or person, who would that be?
When I met the Eagles, I was very starstruck, yeah.
What? How did you react?
I didn't know, just stayed quiet and didn't say much. Just, hey, nice to meet you. But, like, I was... I was also sort of starstruck. I was just like, from a musical point, that's been my first thing I ever listened to when I was a child. It was my first concert, you know, so I grew up on that. It's all I heard for 10 years, basically. And then, you know, you put me in a room with them. It can be quite, yeah.
It's quite cool.
Yeah, quite intimidating. So I was a little bit nervous, but yeah, it was cool.
I love the Eagles too. I love them. They are my best on the road soundtrack. You know, if I drive a car, if I go somewhere.
Yeah, that between them and Fleetwood Mac, that's the...
Yes.
They're the two I listen to.
What is the difference between Niall as a solo artist and Niall from One Direction, you would say?
I'm about a year and a half older than it was when I was in One Direction.
Yeah.
So I would say I've matured a small bit. I've realised that I'm not 17 anymore. Yeah. And... It can't be
You're
crazy.
You're like a grown-up man now.
Yeah, I'm so manly.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
It's like this age of yours, that's when men, like guys, actually become men.
Yeah.
Like girls become women when they're 18.
Yeah.
And you start to blossom now. Like this is your man period.
This is my time.
Yeah.
And so, I would say that that's been the biggest thing. And then, I don't know, I guess the music is quite different. Mm. And it's all very from me. And all the lyrics are mine, and guitar mine, and all the instrumentation's mine, so it's all very me. When we would tour before, we would make an album as well, so it was very busy all the time. Whereas this time, I've been making the album for like a year, I've had some chill time, you know, I've been in and out of the studio when I wanted to, so I was kind of floating along, so... I think time was on my side this time.
Would you say like the creative process in your mind or head or spirit, whatever you call it, is that a lot, is that a big difference?
Yeah, it's very different because you get, as I said, time helps. Because you can sit down and I can start a song and then not finish it for a couple of weeks or have an idea for something and not really use it for a long time. Whereas before, when we would write and we were on the road, we would have to finish it pretty much straight away. You know, because we only had a certain amount of time to make it.
In what situations now would you say that you get like creative?
I don't know. It happens different times for me. I could be like in the back of the car on the way here, and I could think of something and just like sing it into my phone, or I could be sitting watching TV and like I wrote my best song or my favorite song on the album sitting watching TV.
Which one is your favorite song?
I can't tell you that.
You can't tell me.
Because that would be just blow.
I thought we had like a relationship here.
Yeah, but I'll tell you. We'll talk about it tonight.
Oh, we can talk about it over a meal of shut bulat.
Yeah, shut bulat.
Yeah. Slow Hands. We play it on Energy and we love it.
Thanks.
It's a great, great song.
Thank you.
Do you have a favorite line in your song?
Fingertips putting on a show.
Nice. Why is it your favorite line?
Because it's quite graphic. Not graphic, but like it's more detailed than the rest of the song. It's called quite straightforward.
How slow can you clap your hands?
How slow can you clap your hands?
You want to see?
Yeah. It's not very slow, is it? You got slow to there and then you went...
What's the biggest excitement for you releasing your new album?
Play it live. Because yeah. I've been living with these songs for so long that I'm done now. I just want to go on stage and sing.
Oh, so you're going to perform at Energy Live Sessions tonight?
Yep.
Will we hear some of the new songs?
No.
Oh, really trying to get
I know you are. You're not going to get anything. I'll come back next time and I'll play them all.
I look forward to see you tonight.
Yes.
And I'm going to clap my hands really fast for you. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
And take care today and enjoy Sweden. It's sunny.
See you
it's
there.
Like, very rare.
Jag älskar Sverige.
Jag älskar Sverige och jag älskar köttbullar.